This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. You know, it's an interesting thing when you are a Christian and you're trying to maintain a real, living relationship with God and you want to put God at the center of your life. Sometimes you find that that is just not happening. And when you examine your life and you think about it, you realize that it's not that you have decided to reject God or push God out of your life or even to leave God out of your life. But rather, you've just become distracted and other things have taken the place of God at the center of your life. And you find sometimes you've actually gone a long time without even praying or reading your Bible to listen to God. And God is no longer flowing through your life. Well, how can we recognize those distractions and avoid them? That's what we want to look at this week. And today I want to read you a short passage from the book of Matthew. This is towards the end of Jesus' time on earth, and he is just about to be arrested before he goes to the cross. This is what happens. Matthew chapter 26, starting in verse 36. Then Jesus went with them, that is, the disciples, to a place called Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, that's James and John, he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me. That is, I need your support." And going a little further, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "So, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, for the second time, he went away and prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." And again, he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. So leaving them again, he went away and prayed for the third time, saying the same thing again. When he came to the disciples and said to them, "Sleep and take your rest later. See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." Well, we focus so much on Jesus and the choice he was making to go to the cross on our behalf, to make a way for us to be forgiven, come into a right relationship with God, not on the basis of us being good, but on the basis of what he has done for us, paying the price for our forgiveness. But I want to focus with you now on the disciples in this story. Here they are. They love Jesus, they care about him, and he says, "I need to pray, and I need you to watch with me." And he starts to pray these agonized prayers to God the Father, and the disciples are just tired. He's gone for an hour praying, and they fall asleep. He comes back, he challenges them, "I need you to watch with me, I need you to stay awake." And he goes and starts praying again, and it says that they fell asleep again because their eyes were heavy. And then he goes away and prays again and comes back and they're asleep again. Well, don't we find ourselves identifying with the disciples? One of the main distractions that keeps us from our focus on God is simply tiredness. Tiredness. We often live in such a state of tiredness that we struggle to get up in the morning. Our alarm, it just shocks us into awakeness and we rush to get ready for work and head off to work or uni. But we're so tired that we struggle to maintain a relationship with God. We can't focus on God. We can't take time to pray because we can't even hold our attention in praying or reading the Bible. One of the best things you can do for your spiritual life is get enough sleep. Go to bed early enough that you can get up and spend time with God in the morning. When you read your Bible, you want to be alert and focused on it. So really think about how you're using your time. It's not just, am I able to get up in the morning, but will I be able to focus on my time with God? Think about that as you set your day. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.